a new report out today has accused Australia's big four banks of financing companies linked to land grabs and child labour in developing countries. The report was commissioned by Oxfam. It identifies four cases in Cambodia, Papua New Guinea, Indonesia and Brazil. An investigation is underway into a fatal ultralight plane crash south of Melbourne. A 44-year-old man died and a 5-year-old girl was airlifted to hospital in a critical condition. Neighbours say the hang glider was heading for a local airport when it crashed into the front garden of a house at Tyab. In Ukraine, pro-Russian separatists have freed one of 8 European monitors who were seized on Friday. The Swedish man was released on medical grounds. Earlier, the 8 monitors were presented to the media by their captors. The men say they haven't been mistreated and are in good health. An Australian man who sparked a hijack alert on a Virgin flight to Bali could return home today. Matt Lockley caused alarm when he began banging on the cockpit door. He denies he was drunk and says he mistook the door for the toilet. Indonesian authorities have questioned Mr. Lockley and say he's unlikely to face charges. And the Royal Commission into Child Sexual Abuse begins public hearings in Perth today. The Commission will examine 4 children's homes run by the Christian Brothers. Many of those abused were child migrants originally from the United Kingdom.